Zadání 3.
Tape script 9.
In our studio today, we have Maria, who is a member of a renowned team restoring historical monuments. Maria, why are you interested in art?
My passion for art began many years ago when I participated in a research group at the Institute of Conservation and Restoration in the Fine Arts Faculty of the Nicolaus Copernicus University in Toruń. We worked on finding different methods of saving historical works, destroyed because of degradation due to pollution and neglect. The most important part of the research was whether the materials currently used are effective and safe to be applied to historical objects. The fact that I had direct contact with old materials and historical monuments influenced my perception of the surroundings. It helped me to become interested in art.
Can you tell us about one of the most interesting objects that you have restored?
Well, I've had the chance to work on many very interesting objects. One of the best moments for me was working on Israel Poznanski's palace in Łódź. The palace is adorned with two elaborate and richly decorated cupolas. We worked on one of the cupolas, conserving its rich decorations like angels, garlands, and a coat of arms. It was pretty challenging, as the metal decoration had been extremely damaged under thick layers of paint. After removing the paint, we found plenty of holes and fractures.
Why was this work especially enjoyable for you?
Simply because of the beautiful view from the roof of the palace over the charming red brick architecture of Łódź.
You were one of the restorers of the statue of Chopin in Łazienki Park in Warsaw. Could you share your experience with us?
The biggest impression was during the first few days when I was working on the well-known head of Chopin. I was face to face with a great composer, looking at his eyes and his characteristic features, touching the details of his face, such as his nose, his cheeks. I remember some very unusual problems that we experienced during the restoration of the statue. Every morning, when we wanted to begin our work, it turned out we had a few unexpected guests high up on the monument. These were the peacocks. They were fascinated by the yellow tarpaulin that covered the statue. We had to bribe them by feeding them peanuts in order to catch them. It wasn't easy.
Recently, you helped to restore the clock on St. John's Cathedral in Toruń. Were there any difficult aspects in this particular project?
The biggest problem was the fact that the clock hangs over 50 meters above the ground on the wall of the cathedral tower. The two roofs of the annexes below made it very difficult to remove, not to mention the diameter of the clock, which is 6 meters, and it's also very heavy. This caused additional problems, not only in taking it down and installing again after the conservation, but also with transportation through the narrow streets of Toruń's old town. In the end, the local fire brigade had to use their lift and ladder to tackle the problem.
When you travel abroad or to a new place, what is the first thing you do?
I always have to walk along the streets with my head held high, looking at all the details and the condition of architectural monuments. Is there any work to be done? Are there any bricks or decoration missing? It's an obsession.
Thank you, Maria, for being with us.